good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Well, we got him in the studio. He was outside making some snow angels, but we got him in the studio. Ryan Erb is here with United Way Perth. You're on with his coldest night of the year, Tuke and more. Ryan, good to see you.
Good to see you, Jamie. Yeah, you know, it's always fun these wintry days. Yeah. I'm one of the few, maybe, but I actually like winter. I enjoy winter sports and kind of prefer it over, you know, plus five and rain.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, the snowmobilers must be just loving this.
I know, right?
Like an old-fashioned January we've had so far this month.
I was snowshoeing last weekend, so, you know, that's kind of fun, right?
See, there you go. Yeah. All that and more. So, well, of course, we'll talk about coldest night of the year, but right now, gosh, let's get a campaign update.
Yeah,
how are we doing?
Yeah. We're so excited to let everybody know that we're at 55% of the goal, and the good news is that we're ahead of pace, you know, from last year at this time. So we're doing really well. So we've got coldest night of the year. We've got a number of big things that are coming still to help us finish off the stretch drive here before March 31st. But we are thankful that the community continues to be incredibly generous. So if you've already made a donation to the United Way this year, or you do it every month, or you gave it to your workplace, we just want to say thank you.
That is awesome. Great to hear.
Yeah. Now, we need everybody to still give that usually does over the next few months. Please do that because we won't make it unless the money comes that we're anticipating. So if you haven't made your donation yet, and this is a reminder for you, please jump on our website and give that way or stop by the office at any time at 32 Erie Street.
You bet. And make a difference with the United Way Perth Huron campaign. And you can also make a difference coming up in February. Markdown, put it in your calendar for February 22nd, coldest night of the year.
Yeah, we're really excited. Only 37 days left. We're reminding everyone there's a new location to start. Instead of Upper Queens Park, we'll be beginning at the Lakeside Drive parking lot across the top of Patterson Island, beginning at 5 p.m. And we're going to have soup there again from our friends at Soup Surreal. So grateful for that. It always warms us up when we are walking in the cold temperatures. But we've got 204 walkers, 48 teams already. We've got some teams that are doing fantastic. Team Haggis, Team Lightfoot, Stratford Anglicans, Team Nader, Shelter Link, Sprouts, you know, those guys are all doing really well, the top five. And we've got some walkers that are doing really well, too. Lucas Ryan, Marilyn Holmes, Graham Bunting, Judy Matheson, and Marion Van de Hoevel. So they've just done so well early on. And I know that Stratford is among the leading cities and walks across Canada, has been for the last few years in the end. But right now, we're doing really well compared to other places across the nation.
Yeah, it's an amazing get together. And so many folks look forward to this community event. It's such a, you know, as everyone comes together, does the walk, it is quite a meaningful and impactful evening.
Yeah, for sure. And we need the services that it supports, right? So our friends at ShelterLink, of course, and our Stratford Connection Center that's operated by CMHA, those programs are funded through the Coldest Night of the Year Walk and the United Way campaign. And so we're so grateful for the opportunity that we have to raise money for those important services. Just the other day, I learned of a little story where someone called 211. So that's our social services line that you can call anytime, 24 hours a day, young person. And they said, look, my mom's drunk again. I don't know what to do. There's no food in the fridge. I don't know who to ask for help, right? And so what ended up happening, of course, is we got that person directed to services, including ShelterLink, and they got help. And so, you know, this umbrella of social services that the United Way provides funding for is incredibly important. 40 organizations get money from our campaign every year, and without all of them, we can't serve, right? We need a 211 for that young person, and we need ShelterLink, right? And so every day there are people that need the Connection Center who are living, unfortunately, out in this cold weather in our community and are coming for support each day. And so I think everybody can imagine that all these programs and services together, not just one of them, are critically important.
Really good points there. And these are our services that are being utilized to ShelterLink Youth Services, Stratford Connection Center, 211 examples right there.
Absolutely. I mean, and sadly, of course, the last year or two, we're seeing increases with all of the social services. The demand is growing. You know, food bank lineups, of course, as well with other organizations. We just see that more and more people are living on that edge, especially people who are working are reaching out now because they just can't make ends meet with inflation and the costs of living.
Yeah. Okay. But hey, success stories too. Let's talk about success story from this campaign.
Let's wrap up here with letting everybody know about our Keys for Community results. So this was a program that we worked with our friends at the local car dealerships and any kind of dealership. If it had a key, you could turn it on. That meant you could participate. Keys for Community. And we're so grateful for some of the local dealerships here, the Stratford City Mazda, Stratford Honda, Stratford Motor Products, Stratford Nissan. Collectively, they raised over $8,000 for us, which is just amazing. So they all did a fantastic job of selling cars and helping us out at the United Way with our campaigns.
Yeah.
We're so grateful.
What a great idea this was, Keys for the Community, with the local car dealerships that really stepped up for this.
Yeah, they sure did. We're so grateful, and we're going to keep growing this program. Next year, we hope to run it again, and you know, there were a number of other dealerships across Perth and Huron that participated, but we think that there's a ways to go to keep growing it.
So, all right. Yeah. And the campaign keeps growing. You can make a donation now, of course, through the website perthhuron.unitedway.ca, with a reminder, coldest night of the year, Stratford, and we should mention there are a number of locations taking part with coldest night of the year. That's but right. The Stratford one is coming up for February 22nd.
That's right, February 22nd. There's 6 walks across the region, so if you don't want to walk in Stratford, you can walk in St. Mary's, Listowel, Wingham, Exeter, and Goderich, and beyond, actually, but those are the ones that we are operating.
You bet. Reiner with United Way, Perth Huron, and his toque. Thanks,
yeah.
Ryan.
All right, see you later.